Well, I imagine that all of us here know that this Thursday is Thanksgiving. And I say that because if you're simply walking around in our world today, you may very well miss it if you're not looking for it. I was just driving through Hackettstown the other day, and as I drove in Hackettstown, I saw the giant sign that filled the whole side of a building saying, "Spirit of Halloween." And as I saw that, I looked to my right, I heard a car coming by, and there, sure enough, were the red and green Christmas decorations that are already up. And it would seem that our world's holiday calendar goes directly from Halloween to Christmas, with very, very, very little thought placed on this trivial little Thursday occasion about giving thanks to God. Now, I have to say that seems a bit strange to me, that this remembrance of thanksgiving is so greatly played down and so unceremoniously lost in the arena of holidays. And some of our federal holidays really seem to confuse me. I'm not quite sure why there's much prominence put on them instead of Thanksgiving. Don't get me wrong. I certainly very much appreciate our past presidents, but does anyone else find it odd that we ascribe a national holiday to the remembering of a grown man's birthday? I'm pretty sure those presidents didn't see their birthdays on the same tribute level as a day for giving thanks to God for his provision and his full protection. Maybe it's just me. But a commemoration time of giving thanks to God for all he has done for us should probably be put on a little different level than a holiday that we remember called Labor Day. And that's a day which was put into our calendars to, as I quote when it was put in, the day it says, to remember the economic and social achievements of American workers. Now, I guess as far as things that are worthy to herald, I guess our society felt it was okay to thank ourselves for what we've done, but we can just label God's work Turkey Day. Well, gang, the truth is, it should not be strange to us to see a day that aims to focus on God. It should not be strange for us to see that somehow averted and lost. But allow me to point this out. Thanks and the commemoration of thanks to God is something that God orders up in his word and asks us to celebrate. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his praise, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." We're going to come back to that verse later. Gang, God doesn't tell us to be thankful as a suggestion. He makes it a command. I read only a few of them. And what is of great noteworthiness to you and me is that God takes notice of our thankfulness and whether or not we actually do give thanks to him. Our passage tonight is in Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 11. It says this, "As Jesus continued on towards Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' Well, Jesus looked at them and said, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Now, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, 'Praise God!' He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan." That's an outsider of the Jewish nation. Jesus asked, Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Why is this foreigner the only one who came back to give thanks to God? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. This is very insightful, at least if it is to me. I mean, we have 10 people whose lives were all but taken from them by this terrible disease. These 10 lepers would be ostracized by their society, and they were certainly living in constant pain. Then along comes the Son of God, and Jesus orders their healing. He orders their deliverance, and it happens. Now, 9 of these individuals race into their new life. Most likely, they're filled with joy and they're filled with thankfulness. But 1 of the 10 adds a unique feature to his thankfulness. He goes back to Jesus and he expresses his thankfulness. Now, 3 things are about this giving thanks jump out to me here from this story. Point 1 is this. God notices it. God notices who is thankful, and he notices who is not thankful. 1 leper comes back to offer thanks to Jesus, and Jesus says, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Why is this foreigner the only one who came back to give thanks to God? God notices who is thankful, and he notices who is not. Now, I find that inquiry, that question of Jesus, is very sobering. Jesus heals 10 people. 1 comes back to give thanks, and Jesus corroborates that he has done this healing. He says, didn't I heal the 10? And then Jesus asks, why aren't the rest? Why aren't the other 9 giving thanks? God notices who is thankful, and he notices who is not. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I really couldn't go much further in the reading of this passage without asking myself, which group am I in? Am I like the 9 who happily take the blessings from God and run with them? Or am I like the 1 who places a priority on running back to God to give him thanks? Now, I want you to hang on to that question, because I'm going to help you answer that question for yourself and where you're at shortly. But the second point on Thanksgiving that I want to make is, and it's often overlooked, is this. It is essential in our search for finding life to the full. And the point is this. God's will for your life resides in your thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, here's the proof. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, gang, if I asked you if you were thankful for your home, you would think to yourself, yeah, I'm thankful for my home, yeah. If I asked you if you were thankful for your spouse, you would think to yourself, absolutely, I'm thankful. In fact, most things I could ask you about, you would think, yeah, I'm thankful. Well, psychologist Henry Cloud says this, most people are thankful. He says, most people are thankful. But that's only half of his statement. He says, most people are thankful, but most fail to express it. And that, my friends, that failure to express our thankfulness can cause our hearts to experience a spiritual logjam. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, give thanks. Express your thankfulness. Let your life exude gratefulness, for this is God's will for you. So many followers of God ask, what's your will for me? Show me, Lord. Reveal your will to me. Give me a revelation so that I will know what you want me to do. They'll pray, Lord, what is your will for me today? Who do you want me to love on? What do you want me to do? And how can I be used? They'll walk through their Christian walk saying, Lord, what is your will for me today? Open doors for me, Lord. Shut others, but show me where you want me to walk. Give me my marching orders, God. And meanwhile, God is saying, I wrote it down for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks. Express your thankfulness. Let your life exude thanksgiving and joy. Give thanks and you'll find my will. Express your thankfulness and the wrong doors will shut and the right ones will open. Let your life exude thanksgiving and joy and you will encounter God moments throughout your day. Let your life exude thankfulness and joy and you will encounter God-ordained appointments and you will be in the center of what I will for your life. Thankful, grateful, joyful people are God's superstars, aren't they? Have you ever been around someone like that? I have. I sat in my office and tried to think of the people who I have in my life who are great examples of that. And then my phone blew up, a text came in, and it was my daughter, Katie. Probably the first one who came to my mind when I thought about being thankful. My daughter is one of the most thankfully expressive people I have ever met. She always has been that way, ever since she was a little girl. She runs into every day with her arms wide open, her head back, drinking in the sunshine. Her thankfulness gives her life an exuberance that causes people's heads to spin and draws people to her and ultimately draws people to God. Now, I don't get to see her that much anymore. Not these days, but I always look forward to her texts, which come very, very regularly. I look forward to them because they're filled with thankfulness. They're filled with thanksgiving. They're filled with wonder. They're filled with joy. I want to show you just four texts that I got this week from Katie that show how joyful and thankful this girl is. First, she is having coffee, she says. I'm having coffee with my friend Georgia at the most beautiful vineyard in Tennessee. Next, Dad, look at these amazing pods that fell from the trees as she sat and wondered about them. The texts come in again. Dad, this is our view from the front porch of the cabin 18 of us have rented in the Smoky Mountains. And then Dad, the coolest movie's coming out. And we got to go see it. Check out this trailer. All this in 1 week. 1 week while working full time, teaching a young woman's Bible study, and working on a college campus evangelistic crusade. You see, God's will for your life resides in your thankfulness. The third point I want to make is this. Thanksgiving starts with God, but then spreads outward. Thursday, if you'll notice, this holiday is not a day without an action verb attached to it. Did you notice that? It's not called Happiness Day. It's not called Glad Time. And it's not called Jubilee of Joy. That's because none of those have any verb, no action verb involved to it. Thanksgiving is an action day. You'd be hard-pressed to find another holiday like that. It's a day where we do something. As we said, the act starts with expressing thanks to God. But friends, though it starts with God, we are served best if we allow that to spread to expressing thanks to others. You know, a man named John Kralik figured this out. Old John was a lawyer, and he had hit rock bottom. John's second marriage had fallen apart. His business was failing. He was dreadfully overweight, and he was living day by day in a rental apartment. But one New Year's Day, while hiking in the hills, John had an epiphany. He decided that his goal for the next year was to write a thank you note, one thank you note each day. And he wanted to do that for a total of 365 days, 365 thank you notes. He wanted to find a reason each day to be grateful. Now, John says in his book that he found his natural tendency was to notice 9 bad things that happened to him each day. But now, with this one note, he was able to find that 1 out of 10 things that was a good thing. And quite unexpectedly, as he did his process, things started to turn around in his life. He says, gratitude presses outward, and that creates something positive and something good. And a lot of that goes out, comes back to you eventually. John wound up recording the whole thing and writing his story down, and the book has been published called A Simple Act of Gratitude. He closes his book by explaining, gratitude is one of those rare things that you get more of by giving it away. And by the way, John has not stopped his practice of daily note writing. Each day, he gives thanksgiving and a thank you note, and to this day, he has written over 2,000, and he's still going strong. 2,000 thank you notes that can be written. Maybe even by us. Thank you to family members. A thank you note to a loved one. A friend. A thank you note to people that we encounter every day. Maybe the person who hands you your coffee in the morning. Or the one who waits on your table at a restaurant. Maybe a thank you note to a teacher, a coworker, an employer, or an employee. Westbridge, the snag is not having someone to be thankful for. It's taking the time to notice them. And it's taking the time to express thanks to them. So with these points in mind, I thought it would be helpful for each of us to gauge where we're at. Are we like the 9 lepers who did not give thanks to God? Or are we more like the 1. So, now it's time to take out your outlines. We're going to take a little test. Now, actually, it's not a little test. It's a big test. It's a good test. Get ready. So, here's what I'm going to do. I want you to be honest on your answers, because by this Thanksgiving dinner, this Thursday, we should be moving more deeply into the purpose of what this holiday actually is. So, on your papers, it's going to be a 10-point scale. We're going to work on, you can get a 100 on this if you get 10s in all the categories. I want you to give yourself a number if the trait is you. This trait is me. If you're saying, okay, I really, this is definitely me, give yourself a 10. If it's like, pretty good, you know, give yourself a 7. If it's not like you at all, then you got to go all the way down to a 0 or a 1. And we're going to see what your thankfulness level is. Now, I'm not collecting these. So you can keep these to yourself. This is just for you. And you really, it's just to be a self-awareness kind of thing. Here we go. The first trait. Ready? 1 to 10. Give yourself a number. I trust that everything happens for a reason. Now, that means you could fail a test. You could lose your job. You could get bad medical news. You don't get to an appointment that you tried to get to, yet throughout all that stuff, you believe everything happens for a reason. That's me. Give yourself a number from 1 to 10. 10 is, yep, that's me. I always believe everything happens for a reason. 0 is, oh gosh, why did I get out of bed today? Next is number 2, which is closely related to number 1. I have faith in a winning outcome. Well, what do I mean by that? It means that you think, I know it's all going to work out. I know it's all going to work out. I'm going to land on my feet. There's nothing so big that I cannot get through it. I'm an encourager rather than a pessimist or a naysayer. Give yourself a number, 1 to 10. Number 3, I look at the good, not the bad. Now, that means when I see a person, I see the good that they are, not the negative traits. That also means that I see the silver lining in a rainy day. It means I focus on what's up, not what's down. It means I'm positive, not negative. Give yourself a number, 1 to 10. Number 4, I see life as a gift, not a curse. I wake up with a smile on my face, that means. I see the wonder in things. I don't see the difficulty in things. Number 5, I love myself for who I am. That means I love how God made me. I like my life, and I don't long for someone else's life. Number 6, I seek to grow. I love doing new things. I love learning. I'm inquisitive, and I want to do more than I'm currently doing. 1 to 10. Is that you? If it's you, put a 10. Number 7. I embrace change, and I am adaptable. That means I always see options. I always see options. You are not going to lead at Westbridge without a high number on this one. I always see options. I would rather try something different than do the same thing all the time. I like what's new. That's number 7. Give yourself a number. Number 8. I look within me for solutions. I can usually solve my own problems. I like being able to fix things myself. I'm generally self-reliant and self-sufficient. I don't blame others that they didn't take care of my thing. Number 9, I value and enjoy people. I love spending time with others. I try to get everyone involved. And I'm usually the last to leave. That you can also exchange that for the people at Panera hate me most. Well, you know who you are. I know a lot of my college and career are there. All right, last one to round it out. Last chance for 10 points. I spend a great deal of time serving others, not myself. That means I want others to have a good time more than I focus on my good time. It means when I see people in need, I come up with something in my head that I can do. And it means that I like putting smiles on other people's faces. Now, give yourself a number, and now it's time to tally them up. Add them up, and it's time, because we want to see who's getting prizes. Oh yeah, you didn't think old Pastor Drew was going to get a new pulpit and I'd give you prizes. Absolutely. Now anyone who didn't do it's like, man, why didn't I get one of those outlines? I should have done this. So, anybody who has higher, is everybody kind of good? We don't need any, we're good? We got our numbers? Need a little more time? You're good? All right. Anybody who has more than a 0, stand up. We'll see who, okay, we're doing good. More than a 0. I like this. Okay. Mr. Robert, I actually need your help, Mr. Robert. Anybody who has more than a 50, stay standing. Anybody who has less than a 50, sit down. Oh, we're doing pretty good. How about 60 and above? Stay standing. Anybody less than a 60 can sit. How about 70? Anybody who's got above 70? Thank you for being honest. I appreciate it. Yes, good. All right. Anybody who's got above 80? Oh, that was a big
hit.
I'm looking for 10, okay? Let me know when we get to 10. 85. Got to be above 85. What are we down to, Mr. Robert? How many do we have? I may have to go back. Do we still have?
15.
We have 15 people standing?
15, 16, 17, 18. We're up. Oh, we might have to go one at a time.
Okay, 86. Oh, sorry. You dropped one. 87, you're sitting down next. 87 went down. 88. 89. That might be it. We may have to go back to 89.
There are 12.
12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, there's 12.
I got to go 90? We're talking about an A. Anybody who got an A and up, if you didn't get a 90, sit down.
13.
You're still at 13? Okay. 91. That might be it. Are we up to 10?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11.
All right.
Somebody nudge somebody.
No, okay, let's go 90. We're up to 92. That we're up to. I think we're there. What do we got?
Dad did it.
Oh, our winner, Mr. Robert. Would you be so kind as to hand out candy? Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you. Where'd you get your candy? All right. Well done. Well done. I want to say, Mr. Robert Handy's that. Now, the goal, we're going to talk a little about this in a second, not going to take long, but I want you to try to get to look at these and say, I'll get to it in a second. Are we good, Mr. Robert?
We did it.
Okay, now, the big question.
I always can't eat candy. I'll take care of her.
Okay.
I didn't see her.
I have one question. Did anyone thank you? Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I knew who would thank him. Excellent. Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, wherever you are at in your expression of thankfulness, you have time. It's not Thanksgiving yet. We got some time. We got 4 or 5 days here. I would recommend for you, we're here to change, right? We came to church because we want to change. Something's not right in our life. We want to get more like Jesus. We want to be like the attitude of God. Well, we have time. Recommend this week, go into your low score. Say, what was it that tripped me up? What was it that kept me away from that candy bar? And I want you to pray about that. Talk to God about it over a cup of coffee. Say, Lord, but why is it that score was so low on that one trait? Because they're all on your paper there. It may be that you're having trouble trusting God. And you're looking to yourself. You're looking to society. It may be that you have a low number because you're not obeying God's call to use your spiritual gift. Everybody has a spiritual gift who's come to Jesus Christ. Maybe you're not using it. It may be that you're lacking in your love, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. God can give us more of that. We may be lacking in faith. We may be lacking in grace, which God can give us. The bottom line is that each one of us here, are really in that story. We're just like those 10 lepers. We all needed something from God. And now, are we going to go back to him and express our thankfulness to him? Or are we going to move right on to Christmas? Because I believe the command is clear to give God thanks. I'm going to ask the band of worship leaders to come back. And as I do, I want to give us an update. We had our anniversary service last month, and God has given us a call for this year to times two, to double. I didn't know exactly what God was meaning by this, but the first real attempt that we have seen that of doing a ministry outreach has taken place. We asked Joe Kruger to come by. He's one of the three leaders who helped run Operation Christmas Child. Joe, do you have a microphone on? Okay, come on over here. Operation Christmas Child is where we are sending shoeboxes to Samaritan's Purse. They run it. They take the shoeboxes to another country and give them to children who have nothing for Christmas. Correct. We did this last year, am I correct?
Correct.
Give us an update on where we were last year. What did we do last year?
Last year we did 20 boxes.
Okay. And this year we wanted God to take us and do it again. We wanted to help more kids.
Right.
So it involves going to get boxes. What else does it involve?
It also involves getting different supplies, donations that would be useful to those kids. maybe like a stuffed bear that, you know, they could play with, but also like a toothbrush or a bar of soap, socks, maybe a small shirt, something that, stuff that they don't get throughout the year so that they can go on with their life.
Now, there's also a fee involved. We have to pay for each box to get there and all the processing and all that. And what is the fee per box?
It's $9 per box.
And we had 20, it's X2.
Right.
Did you have anyone, and you don't have to give names or anything, but did you have anyone step forward on the monetary end?
Yes.
Really? So, tell me about that.
I was approached by somebody who saw my posts on Facebook, and they reached out to me and asked if they can meet with me one night, go shopping, and whatever amount was left over to use for donations.
Wow. Okay, so I guess it's time to find out what God did. You did this Wednesday night.
Yes.
And you did it tonight, and it's over now, right? It's done.
Correct.
We're finished.
We are finished.
Last year we did 20 boxes.
We did.
X2's a little bit scary. Let's find out. What did God do this year?
Well, this year, in between meeting Wednesday night for our first night, we were challenged to try and beat Liberty and do over 52 boxes.
We're going to try to beat Liberty University, a college dorm at Liberty University.
Two college dorms.
Try to get 52.
Correct.
All right.
We reached 40 on Wednesday, and then by the next day, we were above the 52, and we ended with Westbridge times 4.25, so we are up to 85 boxes.
Thank you, buddy. Very cool. I don't know what God has in store for us, but I know He wants us to be a grateful church, a thankful people. That's where His will lies. For 15 years, Westbridge has had no building. We always rent. We're somebody on the outside looking in, and we bask in it. We are thankful for anything and everything we get. We're not a rich church, but we just keep having a good attitude and letting God show us what He wants to do. And I'm more happy that 85 people in another country, kids, are going to have a Christmas present who aren't going to get one before, all because of the gratefulness and the attitude of the people in this church. So let's finish out our night by being even more thankful and going to God one last time in worship. Would you please stand? Lord, I pray that we would be a people who put a smile on Your face, that we would be like that one who ran back and said thank You. No matter what storms we go through, no matter how bad the days get, I pray that we would be people who see a positive outcome. We know we'll get through. We look for the good in things and we see the best in people. Lord, I pray that You'd help us to be that as a church. Lord, I thank You that You've shown us the way and that You've taught it to us. And Lord, I pray that this Thursday, when we sit around our tables, we would be the ones leading the charge. Maybe we would be the ones handing out thank you notes that we've written, but we would be the ones who are the superstars in Christianity by finding Your will through the attitude of thanksgiving. We leave ourselves in Your hands. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. See you next week.